Dirl quits the show in 1980 after a hate campaign from the provisional wing of the Royal Horticultural Society and takes a post producing natural history films. His work with Julian Pettifer on Safari is both enthralling and original.
Right, well, we've managed to get up quite close now behind the very rare carpenter elephant. One of the few carpenter elephants left in the wild today. And this is fascinating, because we've reason to believe we may be near the legendary elephant's lumber yard, the mythic place where the elephants go to do woodwork. Yes, look over there. They're bringing down the wood, and my goodness, that one saw it. Can you see the female planing down that small log into a chair leg? This is tremendous. This is so much better than we dared to hope for. Ah, now the head carpenter elephant is going... Yes, he's fixing that hinge beautifully. Remarkable pictures, quite remarkable.
We leave Pettifer in the African dusk, the sun setting golden beyond the savannah. And silhouetted there in a tree, a migratory bird sings to herself. It is a song translated by the Honourable Hamilton Pramden 100 years before.
Elastic Planet was written by Ben Moore and featured the voices of Oliver Postgate, Dan Strauss, Kerry Shale, Jeff McGiven, Fiona Allen and Ben Moore, with Brian Hayes and Julian Pettifer as themselves. The producer was John Naismith.
And more of the world's treasures are revealed in Elastic Planet next week when we find out what shipwrecked objects all have in common. Apart from them all being shipwrecked, presumably.
The digital station on radio, TV and online. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now to Russia with love. For Brenda, anyway. But a nightmare week for Matt. In Ambridge Extra.
You look like a little girl when you're asleep. We got back late last night.
Oh, what's this?
Scrambled eggs, smoked salmon, brioche.
Now I know I must be dreaming.
Coffee?
Oh, thank you.
Here.
Thank you. Downstairs, all those dust sheets, ladders, that amazing staircase.
Beautiful place, isn't it? It belongs to one of the senior partners at work. He wanted someone in the house while it's being restored, so here I am.
And this, it's enormous. I don't think I've ever slept in a four-poster before. It's like a ballroom.
Actually, he's got one of those downstairs.
You're joking.
Have a look at this.
Don't you think you should put something on? Are we going to open the shutters?
Oh, it doesn't matter. We don't have any neighbours. I give you the River Neva.
Oh, Dmitri. I can't believe it. But it's so beautiful. Look at the view.
You're squinting in the light, Krushka. Come here.
I never knew places like this existed. I've never been anywhere so beautiful.
Charlie! come on, it's late. We need to get moving, get that money working. Come on.
Ah, вам помочь?
The man who's staying here, where is he?
Извините, я не говорю по-английски.
The man who was here. Has he moved?
Man, go now, yes. This room, checkout room. It's not actually made of gold, is it?
No, it's brass.
And that chimney thing?
Oh, yeah, it's a stove. There should be a remote somewhere. What?
Oh.
There.
This is hilarious. I mean, it's wonderful.
No, it's great, isn't it?
You could get a family in there. Well,
easily. Hop in. Comfortable?
Very. Dimitri. All those people on that boat.
Which one?
The little white one over there. Their lives carrying on. Talking, working, eating.
Put your head back on my shoulder.
And we'll never know them. Talk to them.
Or, just as easily, by a kind of miracle, we might see them across a room. Or find them in a hotel coffee shop and get to know them.
V-I-T-A-L-Y, Vitaly Kedrov.
I know who Mr. Kedrov is, sir.
Well, get him on the phone, then.
I'm afraid I can't. He's not here. He's not in the office today.
Right, well, what about the architect I saw?
The architect you saw?
Yes, the architect I met with Mr. Kedrov.
We have 25 architects working here, sir.
Hey, don't look at me like that. I was here last week on business with Mr. Kedrov.
Yes, you've said that. Would you mind lowering your voice, please?
Look, if you could get me a list of your architects, I'm sure I would recognise his name when I saw it.
If you'll wait a moment, I'll call Mr. Kedrov's assistant.
Right, that's more like it.
So, tell me, beautiful Brenda.
What? What would you like to know?
Everything.
Everything?
Yes, everything. I want to know all about you. Your family, friends, hopes, dreams. Your first kiss. Your life.
You won't get bored.
No, Lyubimila. Let's just put some more hot water in.
Well?
Mr. Kedrov's assistant is still away from his desk, sir.
Oh, for the love of... Look, will you please...
Perhaps you should come back later. Tomorrow, perhaps?
Hey, now listen here. I'm not going anywhere. I have a large investment in progress with Mr. Kedrov, and I need to speak to him or someone else in authority right now.
Just a moment, sir. I'll come round.
You don't need to come round. You need to get off your arse and talk to whoever it is you need to talk to. Get someone down here.
You're in reasonable shape, but you're middle-aged.
What? What did you just say to me?
It is time for you to leave now.
Now, I've already said I'm not going in. You take your hands off me.
Come along.
Let go of me, you ape. You'll regret this. Now,
please don't struggle. You'll make this much more difficult.
Do you think he's all right?
Who, Matt?
It's just that I haven't spoken to him for a while.
No. Do I think that a very experienced international businessman has been all right on his own for the past day or so? Now, that's a tough one.
Oh, no, really?
Hey! So, daughter of Mikhail and sister of Bethan? You've gone a bit like a prune.
Oh.
We should get out. Do you want to see the ballroom?
Yeah, maybe.
He'll be fine. He was okay yesterday, wasn't he?
Let go of me!
So, what do you think?
What do I think? What do I think? It's amazing!
Brenda, what are you doing?
Waltzing brilliantly. I'm in a ballroom, aren't I? Oh,
come here. Иди сюда, Ну вот, я тебе помогу. Come here. Don't stay in that horrible hotel anymore. Stay here with me. You can go sightseeing, drink champagne, dance in the ballroom. Dance with me. Well?
Well, if you put it like that...
Laura!
Put me down!
No. No, I don't think I will.
Ah, Mr. Crawford.
Yeah. Look, I've just been up to my room, desperate for a bath, and my key card don't work.
I'm sorry, sir. Did you intend to stay?
What?
Do you intend to stay?
What are you talking about?
Well, you were checked out.
Checked out?
Yes, at 13:45 today, sir. Your bill has been paid, and you'll find your luggage in the storeroom.
I'm sorry, look. I'm having a tough day today. You say someone paid my bill? Who?
The bill was paid by telephone. Kedrov Holdings.
I see.
And the young lady?
What?
Will she be calling to collect her luggage too?
I haven't a clue what the young lady is up to. Look, could you check me in again, please?
Certainly, sir. By all means, if you wish. How do you intend to pay?
Plastic, yeah.
Thank you. Have you been able to do much sightseeing, sir?
What?
Have you seen much of St. Petersburg?
Too much. Look, do you mind? I've got to get on.
I'm sorry, sir. This card isn't valid.
Not valid? Well, here. Take this one.
Thank you.
Oh. What's taking so long?
It shouldn't take a minute. I'm very sorry, sir, but this card is not valid either.
What, neither of them? Hold on a minute. Hold on. I need to make a phone call.
Now, I'll sit just here, and you can sit on my knee.
Okay.
What are you going to play? Dimitri!
You see, I have hidden depth.
You're amazing!
Thank you. Hey, what are you doing?
Trying to put you off?
Don't! Stop that!
Yeah, all right. But can you do it blind?
Stop it, I can't see!
Yeah, that's the point. You really can do it blind. Dimitri.
Yes?
You are the most gorgeous man I ever met.
Oh, come on. Come on. Come on.
Ah, oh, Matt. I thought I might be hearing from you.
Where you been, Lillian? You didn't pick up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I a little slow for you? Well, I'm here now, darling. What do you want?
Have you stopped my cards?
I most certainly have.
How could you, Lillian?
Oh, very easily. Have you any idea of the amount of money you're spending from the business accounts?
Lillian, I need money urgently.
I don't see why. You're using your offshore money out there. Perhaps you could use some of that to pay your bills.
Oh, come on.
You're working on a private deal using your private money, a deal you haven't seen fit to discuss with me, your business partner. So it follows that you don't need my money, doesn't it? Nat? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So come on. What's going on? I don't understand.
No, you don't.
How can you need AmSight money with all those offshore funds at your disposal? It's a lot of money after all.
Look.
Yes?
Look, I can't explain. Just make the call and have my cards restored straight away. You got to do it.
Oh. Is that all you've got, Matt? Only that I've got to do it. No attempt to explain anything at all.
Oh, Lillian!
Can you honestly give me a single reason why I should?
Ah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Am I boring you? Perhaps I should go.
No, Lillian, no! No! Lillian! Oh, God, Lillian!
Hey, гражданин!
No, please, no, the money.
Ну вот, еще один алкаш. Ну-ка, вставай! Тоже мне слящая красавица.
All right, no need for that. Oi!
Все, пора идти.
Don't stop. That is a lovely way to wake up.
Come here.
You know, some plod making my life a misery is the very last thing I need right now, so why don't you go away, annoy someone else in St. Petersburg, eh? Hey?
Требуется помочь. Все, хватит. Ты мне надоел.
Just leave me alone, will you? I've had enough of you and your country. I wish I'd never come here.
Ну все, ты арестован.
What are you doing?
Субъект арестован. Наручники.
No. You're making a big mistake. I'm a British businessman. I'm here on business. You are making a hell of a mistake here.
You're making a mistake. Don't do it, Brenda.
I've got to.
We don't need any interference from the outside world, do we? Lie down.
Oh, but I haven't spoken to him for ages. I'd better just check in with him. Oh, I've got voicemail.
It's a mistake. He'll want you to do something and we'll have to get out of bed.
Listen.
Brenda, it's me. Where are you? Brenda, there's been a problem with the deal. We need to talk. It's Matt. Okay, I'm irritated now.
Oh.
Listen, Brenda, Vitaly's gone. I don't know where he is. No Vitaly, no hotel, no credit cards, and no Brenda. It would be simply great to know where you are, as I have nowhere to sleep tonight.
Oh, no.
That didn't sound good.
Come on.
Brenda?
This is Matt Crawford. I can't answer the phone right now. Leave me a message.
Matt, it's me. I just got your messages. Call me when you get this. Oh, Dimitri.
Hey. Don't get upset. I'm sure he's fine. Look, why don't you jump in the shower, get dressed, and we'll go to the hotel. Find out what's going on, all right?
Yeah, right, thank you. I'll be super quick.
Дима, ну как там дела с прекрасной Брендой? Продвигается?
Татьяна.
Что-то не так?
Имя Мэтт Кроуфорд, тебе знакомо?
Да, знакомо.
Так вот, он начальник Бренды.
Да ты что?
Да, он заключил сделку с Виталием Кедровым и вдруг пропал. Кроуфорд пропал.
Ты говоришь, с Виталием Кедровым?
Right. Start walking.
Okay, I'm going. Please, look, I shouldn't be here.
You don't want this. You don't shout in police station.
Look, I'm a British citizen, a businessman. Look, can I speak to the British embassy? A lawyer! I've got to speak to a lawyer!
Zatnis!
Oh, no. I can't go in there. I can't. You can't.
Ну, давай, красавец, заходи.
Oh, no. This is all horrible mistake. You've got to listen to me. I'm the business associate of Vitaly Kedrov.
Ну-ка, помоги ему зайти.
Kedrov Holdings. They know me.
Oh! Сейчас оставь его в покое.
Please, don't leave me in here with... No, please. My name is Matt Crawford. And I'm a British citizen!
Miss Tucker, how nice to see you. You've come to collect your luggage.
My luggage? What do you mean, collect my luggage?
Oh, I'm sorry. I assumed your bill's been paid.
Где ее вещи?
The young lady's luggage is in the storeroom, behind reception.
You packed my case?
I'm afraid we had to, madam.
I see. Right, well, what about Matt? What about Mr. Crawford?
Mr. Crawford, he was checked out yesterday as well. I don't know, there seems to have been some sort of misunderstanding.
You're telling me.
Some sort of communication problem for you both.
So he didn't stay here last night?
No, he didn't.
Well, where did he go?
I'm afraid I really don't know.
Look, Krushka, why don't you get your bag? Then we can decide what to do next.
Yeah, you're right. Can I take my case now?
By all means, if you'll follow me.
I won't be a minute.
Okay. Таня, что тебе? Говори.
Да ничего хорошего. Мэтт Кроуфорд в Чевском.
Черт, в Чевском?
Да. Задержан за хулиганство. Устроил скандал в полицейском участке.
Ты шутишь?
Ты вообще когда-нибудь встречался с ним? С Мэттом Кроуфордом?
Нет, ну Бренди он вроде нравится.
Got it.
Great! Слушай, вытащи его оттуда, сможешь? Под залог наложить или еще как-то?
Окей, я попробую.
Glad I packed so light.
Let me take that.
What is it? What's the matter?
Why don't we go sit down over there?
Why, what's happened?
I've had some news about Matt.
Really? How?
Here, sit down. I've got a friend who's good at this sort of thing. Anyway, the important thing is we know where he is.
Oh, thank God.
I'm sorry.
Well, he's in trouble, isn't he? Where is he?
He's been arrested. He's in prison.
Prison? What on earth for?
Hooliganism.
Matt!
Seems he kicked up a fuss when he got taken to the police station, so...
Oh, typical stupid man.
He's in a prison on the other side of town called the Chivsky.
Well, let's go and see him right now.
No! No, I'm sorry. I don't think it would help.
What do you mean?
This prison, well... It's pretty awful.
We can't just leave him in there.
No, of course not. But as I understand it, his friends here know he's in there. They're organizing his release right now.
Oh, that's great. I suppose that must be Vitaly.
So, let's leave it to them. Go home and wait for news, okay?
Is it the embassy? Is someone from the embassy coming? How long will I be in here?
Mr. Crawford.
God almighty!
Very sweet of you, but no. Tatiana Dobrovina. Glad you've managed to keep your sense of humor in this terrible place. And I'm very sorry indeed that you had to experience all this unpleasantness in my country.
Last time I saw you, I was in that art gallery.
What an excellent memory you have.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to forget you, am I?
Anyway, to business. I have papers here for your release.
My release? Oh, you are an angel. But how on earth did you know?
In this envelope, you will find all your personal effects, phone, Wallet, shoelaces, watch, nothing is missing.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Ah, my bank receipt. Thank God. Thank God.
Oh, good. Please sign here.
Yeah, yeah, whatever you say.
And here.
There.
Now, if you're ready, I have a car outside.
Oh, I will never, ever forget the moment when your beautiful face appeared round the door of that hell.
I'm happy to help.
Nice car.
Thank you.
Oh, I need a shave.
I've seen you look better.
Oh.
So tell me, what's the story?
I got upset with a policeman.
Yes, I know that, but why?
My credit cards stopped working. I was manhandled, and my business contact disappeared when we were about to close a deal.
Vitaly Kedrov.
Yeah, the guy at the gallery, that's right.
You didn't give him any money, did you?
Yeah. No, I mean, we deposited my money in a strong box. I've got the bank receipt here.
Big money?
Well, yeah.
I was going to take you to a hotel, but on second thoughts, I think it's best if I take you directly to someone who will know exactly where Vitaly is.
And who's that? Who are you exactly? Why did you get me out?
Добрый день. Будьте добры, Леона Кедрова.
Well?
He's out.
Oh, thank God. Oh, Dmitri. Oh.
You really like this, Matt, don't you?
I suppose I must do. We go back a long way. Can we go and see him?
Yes, of course.
That friend must be very well connected.
Come on, let's take the bike. It's quicker.
The feeling's mutual, I assure you.
Oh, Matt, this is Dmitri. Dmitri, Matt.
We met somewhere before.
I don't think so.
Oh, please, come in.
Look, I think I should go. Let you two catch up.
Oh, Dmitri, don't go, please.
You two have a lot to talk about.
But you won't be long.
I'll be back in no time. До свидания.
Well, you don't have to be a psychic to see what kind of time you've been having.
Oh, Matt, I'm so sorry. Are you all right? Tell me everything.
I'm all right, Brenda. A bit bruised. In more ways than one.
Are you hurt?
Do you want a drink? I seem to have a huge drinks cabinet here.
Oh, no thanks.
Well, I think I'll have one. Yes, I think by God I will. Sure, I can't tempt you.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Come in.
Mr. Crawford, welcome. I'm so glad to see you. You must be exhausted. Oh, Miss Tucker, how lovely to see you again.
Hello.
And you are?
I had the pleasure of directing Miss Tucker to the ballroom when I bumped into her last week.
Of course.
Please, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Leonid Kedrov. Managing Director and Chairman of Kedrov Holding, and Vitaly's father.
Oh. Managing Director? Chairman?
I believe you are anxious about the whereabouts of my son, Mr. Crawford. So you will be interested to learn that Vitaly, too, was arrested, and sadly is in prison as we speak.
So
So, is it time for Matt to scuttle back home to Lillian? And what next for Brenda and Dimitri? Join us here on 4Extra Tuesday and Thursday afternoons at 2:15 for more from Ambridge and beyond. And of course, we'll round up the week's events once more next weekend at the same time. The Ambridge Extra Omnibus was written by Sarah Bradshaw and produced and directed in Birmingham by Julie Beckett. The editor was Vanessa Whitburn.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now more from Simon Hoggart's series from the year 2000, The Art of Rhetoric. And in this fourth episode, called Speech and Spin, he asks what the future holds for the spontaneous speaker as cyberspace continues to shape the world of communication.
We're always being told that electronics are going to change forever the way we communicate with each other. Instead of listening to the spoken word, we're going to be watching tiny letters flickering on a screen. When someone wants to persuade us, they won't harangue us in a 1,000-seater stadium. Increasingly, they won't even be chatting to a million or so people on TV. Instead, they'll be addressing potentially billions of people. Billions, but all sitting alone in front of a terminal. As they say about being an internet fanatic, it's having lots of close friends, but not being sure which sex any of them are. Well, perhaps that's true, that electronics are going to take over. But the fact remains that in some fields, the art of rhetoric has never flourished more. Almost nobody in modern business escapes the motivational presentation delivered by a passionate evangelist of capitalism. In Britain alone, thousands of people work on the after-dinner speaking circuit. Folk you've probably never heard of can earn £5,000 in a night through their speaking skills. Even in the second half of the 20th century, politicians used rhetoric. Take Jack Kennedy, who used his knowledge of TV to win the 1960 presidential election debates. He was relaxed and affable by comparison with Richard Nixon, who was strained and saturnine. Kennedy knew the value of a good ringing phrase and made sure he was provided with lots.
Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Corny as the words look now, you know, ask not what your country can do for you, and so on. It all looks very hackneyed. But when he said it and when he spoke, there was a sense of shucking off the boring weight of 8 years of Dwight D. Eisenhower and the terrible deadliness of the lack of policy and the lack of willingness to change on any subject. And there was an invitation to people to change. There was a sense of uplift which goes beyond the word style.
That was the New York Times columnist Anthony Lewis, who heard the speech when he was a Harvard law student. Just 10 years ago, the House of Commons agreed to televise its own debates. There were many predictions of doom. MPs would hog TV time with long, windbaggy speeches, or alternatively, they would stop orating and behave as if they were on breakfast television, smiling and winking at the camera. In fact, the worst thing that actually happened was that they could keep an eye on the chamber without leaving their offices. Whereas a big speech would bring MPs flocking onto the benches, now they can carry on signing letters, occasionally glancing up at the monitor. Perhaps that doesn't matter. The late Ian Gow MP struck an uneasy note with his speech on the first day of Commons television. Colleagues laughed heartily, but what he told them was a little close to the bone.
I received a letter 3 weeks ago. I believe that a copy was sent to each of us, and possibly even to you, Mr. Speaker. Which made the following preposterous assertion, and I quote, "The impression you make on television depends mainly on your image, 55%, with your voice and body language accounting for 38% of your impact. Only 7% depends on what you were actually saying."
There's also such a thing as anti-rhetoric. Gordon Brown is not thought of as a great orator, though he's improved mightily through hard work, study, and practice. A while ago, he delivered a heavyweight speech to an audience well-versed in economics, and his text included the phrase, "Neoclassical endogenous growth theory." To his audience, that would have been as clear as the cat sat on the mat would be to us. But it set fire bells ringing for the man who was then his personal spin doctor, Charlie Whelan.
The speech was delayed, lots of last minute, and there was this great, awful chunk in it. I hadn't had time to check it through, and I'm sure if I had done, I would have taken it out. But actually, I'm sure Gordon, when he saw it, thought, oh, this is a bit of gobbledygook. Never actually said it, but... And it was being taped, and all the broadcasters were there, so if he had said, I'm sure that you'd be playing on this programme.
But it was in the prepared text.
It was in the prepared text.
So that means it might as well have been spoken.
Exactly, yes.
What was your problems? You went to work for Gordon Brown, the job was put your way, and he was not famous among the press or among the public as one of the great speakers or orators of our generation. He always looked rather buttoned up, rather like a Scottish son of the manse explaining why he couldn't spend his pocket money this week. What did you do? What did you see as your problem, and how did you set about solving it?
I think that's probably a bit unfair, but you know, it was through people like yourself who were telling me, oh my goodness, we get a press release off Gordon, you know, every other day. He rings us up at the middle of the night in the morning, and really it was a matter of persuading them, actually. It's not always necessary to do quite so much. In fact, if you do less, then it becomes more important when you say it. So the less you say, when you do say something, and I think he's using that to great effect at the moment. You don't hear a lot from Gordon Brown. When you do, everybody stands up and listens.
But to improve his speeches, what did you...